Spooky Time Tea, the show where we talk about ghosts, ghouls, murders, and mysteries, and everything in between, all while enjoying a cup of tea. Like a tea party, but spooky.
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 So tired.
Well, let me adjust the mic again.
Today's episode is not going to be really spooky, but more of a conspiracy theory and urban legend. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Hey, we don't have the tea in here.
It's I already know what it is.
Okay.
So today we are drinking out of, if you all have tuned into our Instagram, I posted a picture, Kitty. Is the one that's talking,
yes,
by the way.
Hi.
Hi.
It's been a minute.
I posted a picture on our Instagram of our new teapot that I purchased, and it is... what? You just made a face.
Because I was smelling the tea, and my nose hit the water, and it was hot.
Yeah, so we bought it
before noon.
So we bought a new teapot, a new tea set, and it's very fancy, and we got... some pretty blooming flowers, which we're going to post on our Instagram so you guys get to see the pretty bloom. Mm-hmm. Basically the tea that we're drinking. So we're drinking flower water today.
No. It's still leaf water.
But the brand is Tea Bloom. I actually...
That's the brand.
That is the brand.
No, flower water?
No. So
hi, I'm on new medication, and it's making my ADHD worse.
So I bought this from teabloom.com. You can actually go on there and buy the stuff. So I actually went there, and I bought the set. And so the brand is Tea Bloom, and we are drinking Fairy Light?
Fairy
Berry?
No.
Fairy Berry.
Some Fairy Lights Mary or something
Berry.
Like that.
I think
yeah.
It's like Fairy Lights. It's one of their blooms, and it smells delightful, though.
It smells really good. Y'all want to clink?
Yes.
All right.
I want to get this over with.
Come on.
Ooh.
We're tangled in wires.
It's nice. It's not, like, overpowering.
It's very light. It is. Very gentle.
It's a green
tea. I don't like it.
You didn't even taste it, did you?
Yeah, I put a good shot in there.
Yeah. It tastes like I drank someone's perfume.
It is very, I mean, it's florally, but it's not overwhelming.
No, it's not
and
overwhelming.
I don't like florally in my perfumes or in my beverages.
Yeah, which is fair.
It's light, and florally. It's nice because...
I don't have one.
We need a mini fridge in here that just we keep stocked with iced coffee and Red Bull.
Here's the thing, Costco.
You gonna help with the budget?
My grandmother...
I'm getting surgery in 3 weeks.
Story time. My grandmother has one of those miniature, like, little mini fridges that you put on your counter for like makeup
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah, she's like skincare fridge.
Yes, I opened it so the bad. Other day.
Is it in her bathroom?
No.
Where is it?
What's in it?
Her bedroom.
What's in it?
Love that.
I opened it. So a little backstory to this: my grandmother's giant fridge in her house, the one that I would love to move into, is always the running joke is that it's always like jam-packed full of stuff that she doesn't eat. Like, and it's literally to the point where like it blocks out the light. So you open the fridge and it's just like.
What
food
is
and
there?
Nothing else. I don't know. Nobody knows. I opened this
the
mini
Narnia
fridge and it looked exactly the same, but miniaturized. There was nothing. Like, there was like a can of soda. There was a whole ass, I shit you not, like cheese ball that you like dip chips and like crackers in. There was like. Like a little.
She just
I don't
has
remember.
All of her mini brands in there.
There was a bunch of stuff. It made me giggle. I love it so. I love my grandmother more than life itself.
She sounds precious.
I love her, and I just opened that fridge and was like, "What the fuck?"
Next time you're over there, please take a picture.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I will.
We'll post it on the podcast Instagram.
No. We won't do that because she'll kill me. But
she won't know.
One time I took a Snapchat video in her house because I just wanted to remember everything. So I was like going around taking video of like the entire house. And I remember I sent it to someone, one of my friends, and I was like, if my grandmother knows I took this, she will kill me and she will make me delete it because she has always been real big about like, I don't want other people in my house because she thinks she's messy, but she's really not. It's just that she's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You have a lot of stuff and not be messy. Have you seen my room?
Exactly. Yeah. I was going to say, have you seen my apartment? But unfortunately.
Yes. I was there like last week or something.
Yeah. It's really messy. I need to do laundry and dishes. I did dishes last night, though.
Hey! We use Mental spoons on what we can.
Exactly.
Sometimes cleaning just ain't it.
Nope.
That is very true.
Most of the time, cleaning just ain't it.
Yeah.
So, are you guys ready to hear some fun stuff?
Yes, I'm excited. I don't think you told us what we were talking about.
I know, but that's because I read her paper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And I might be pronouncing it wrong. I don't know because I pronounce it. Well, I'll get there.
Okay.
Okay. My shirt is inside out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was the one that pointed that out to you this morning.
That's okay. That's fine. All right. So, in 1981, a mysterious black arcade cabinet appeared, containing a mysterious game that only showed up in Portland, Oregon. This particular game was said to have been published and created by a company called, and I'm going to butcher this because it's German, Seneschlaschen, maybe?
Sure.
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 I probably am butchering
it. What's our audience reach in Germany? Our German audience, please help us. We are American. And
we're
they don't...
ugly American.
Yes.
So what was the name of this game, you may ask?
Great. There was a leap.
This is why I don't drink tea.
Anyway, continue.
It's loose. Like, some of it's going to break off.
That's why I said strainer. I don't... Floaty things in your drink is unnatural.
So, I'm sure some of you may have heard about this game, but if you haven't, it's called Polybius. Yeah, it's Polybius, right?
It's Polybius, either
Polybius,
one.
Polybius,
yeah. Polybius.
So, what is Polybius, you might ask? Well, it is a fictitious game that was created as an urban legend, or so they say. So, this legend was tailor-made for kids growing up in the 1980s. The legend didn't become well known until the early days of the internet. So this legend is considered one of the first true internet urban legends.
Ooh.
So the thing that I found interesting is the fact that there are some kernels of truth to this legend, which is kind of
usually there fun. Are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, legends have to come from somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to know about the legend behind it?
Yeah.
You're gonna tell us.
I'm gonna tell you. Yeah. Yes. So the legend behind the game is that in 1981, the U.S. government commissioned and put into production an addictive video game. The gameplay has often been associated as being similar to the classic arcade game, The Tempest.
Okay.
Yep. Have you guys ever played that?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured you didn't, but yeah. I figured you might have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, like, very similar. So, like, you know how it's, like, kind of, so The Tempest kind of has some, like, trippy, like, yes. graphics and stuff,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So it is said to be very, very similar to it, which is probably why they probably, what's the word I'm looking at? They molded this urban legend, like, to be kind of like that game, mm-hmm. in a sense. The game was said to have included subliminal messages and was filled with puzzles, like, extremely hard puzzles. If someone played the game, it resulted in horrible physical effects. The game was said to have caused a lot of mental effects, such as seizures, amnesia, night terrors, hallucinations, and many other bad side effects.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just that's
I'm wondering if it's mostly just like a flash warning thing. At least for the seizures.
I don't know. Maybe. So some people even reported that the game caused suicidal tendencies and sometimes even caused death.
How? Like, what did they claim? They claimed these things, but did they explain how it was causing that?
No, because they don't know. They can't pinpoint the truth of behind the legend. It's just gotcha. People
it's
made
like
these.
It's like Bird Box. If you see the thing, then you die. Like,
yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Or what's that movie?
Bird Box.
Or
no, the other one. That if you watch the movie, you die in like 24 hours.
Oh, The Ring?
The Ring.
That one. Like, so I accidentally watched the... I don't know. Sorry. I watched the first 5 minutes on accident, and then I started crying. I was 14. And then I started crying, and then I put on the musical Chicago.
You didn't realize that it was a scary movie, did you?
No.
Oh, you're like, oh, a ring. Cool.
I was extremely sheltered at this point in my life.
Yeah.
It was just on cable. I was like, oh, The Ring. It's like an engagement movie. It was not that.
Oh, it was far from that.
Oh, that's beautiful. I've actually...
You're so precious.
If I have seen The Ring, it's been a really long time. I know the entire movie. So I'm like, I don't know, but I have... And you know that feeling like I know the entire movie, but I feel like I've never sat down and actually watched it? That's the moment I'm
I know that movie by heart, and I want to cosplay.
Yeah.
I will never look at pictures of that. Ever. Here's the thing about the experience of me watching the first 5 minutes of that. I had full capability of pressing info on the TV remote and like finding it, and I didn't do it.
You weren't expecting it, that's all.
Yeah, the fact that it was on like a, I think it was the Thriller channel should have been my first clip.
I love you. Anyway.
Michael Jackson does it.
So there were reports of men in black suits that would go to these arcades and download data from the arcade cabinets to get insight on the people who actually played it. So like,
it sounds like something the government would do.
Yeah. So one theory states that the government created the game in order to find qualified soldiers and advanced thinkers. Which, but like, that's weird. Like, I mean, I can understand them like going in and like picking up, like getting the stuff, but like, that's kind of scary, right? It's like, oh, these people are super smart. They can do all these puzzles like really, you know, quickly.
I mean, yeah, like I can see them like wanting to recruit people like that, but not, I don't know.
It seems like it would feed into the Avengers Winter Soldier plot where they, like, there's a program that wipes out... Wait, or is that Ultron? It's Winter Soldier where there's, like, a program that'll wipe out all threats to the government based off of, like, your GPA in high school and shit.
Well, I'm also seems thinking... Like, it would feed into that. Like, I'm also thinking, like, nerd. It's like, oh, they can... they didn't have seizures. They didn't have any of these. So these are, like, the more qualified candidates,
their,
you know, like...
Their brains have, like, hold more... Like, have a higher capacity or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't make that list. As my friend said yesterday, I'm collecting mental illness like it's the Infinity Stone.
You mean Infinity Gauntlet?
Give me an Infinity Gauntlet right now.
It reminds me a lot. So there was this, and I couldn't tell you, like, what, okay. So when I first got, like, a... No, I don't want to say a smartphone because I didn't get a smartphone until I was like 21. Like, yeah, up still until not then, great. I had like a shitty like a little. Phone. It wasn't a flip phone.
Was it like the?
Oh, the Sidekicks.
It wasn't a Sidekick. Did you have a Sidekick?
I did not have a Sidekick. No,
I wanted a Sidekick real bad, but I got a knockoff Sprint Sidekick.
Oh,
I just had like a shitty little like not. Smartphone, you know what I mean? Like, it was a touch screen phone, but it wasn't like it was really old.
Jed 1.
So it, but I had an iPod, and I had like one of the what were they called? iPod Touches.
Is that what they
were called?
Yeah,
I had one of those. I still have it, and I still have my mom's old one too because I still have all my favorite music on there. It's a lot. It's a lot. But I had. Like, when I first got that, I, like, downloaded games like crazy because it was, like, the first thing I could, like, actually play games on. And side note, like, I didn't want a smartphone for the longest time. That's why I didn't get one until I was in my early 20s.
Why?
I don't know because it just never interested me. I was a hipster. I don't fucking care. Because I was never into, like, social media and stuff. The only thing I did was Facebook and it was on my computer and I didn't care about, like, having it on my phone. I was downloading a bunch of games and I remember coming across a game and I don't remember. It was, like, the only thing I remember about it is it was kind of like Pong except the, like... The little balls were like looked like fireworks, and you had to I can't remember all the details of it, but like it wasn't exactly like Pong. You had to like draw pictures with it or something like that. But it was a game. But I remember reading the reviews before I downloaded it onto my iPod, and like several of the reviews were like, "I quit my job. I literally stay at home. Like I don't do anything but this game." And I was like, "What the fuck is this?" Like
it's a fake
because
review.
It was so.
I know it was just a bunch of fake.
Or
reviews,
it could have been like, "Oh, it's so addictive."
I think they were. It was probably just a bunch of fake reviews talking about this conspiracy theory. But I like didn't know what this was. Of course, at the time, I didn't know what this was until I started working where we work now.
Dude, so going off a side note, like this is not like, but it's going off. It's not really going off. Topic, but it's another video game type thing. So, but like, I remember, like, I had friends that used to play WoW and they got so addicted that they started like skipping work. Calling in like sick and things like that. Like, it's kind of weird because, like,
because with things like WoW, it's so easy to immerse yourself into the game that, like, you just lose track of reality entirely.
I just played Candy Crush until I closed my eyes and saw the patterns. That was it.
But, I mean, like, but you could see how, like, a game can be so addictive. And so, like, that's where, like, this urban legend is kind of, like...
But I can see it. I can see it for, like, an RPG when, like... you're immersed into that. Like, when I first started playing Skyrim, oh my God.
Oh God.
It was during the pandemic, so we didn't have work, and I was just home all day, every day. I would wake up at the crack ass of dawn. I would, like, put the comforter over my head. I would play WoW until I had to force myself to get up and take a shower at, like, 3 p.m.
You mean Skyrim.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Skyrim. Yep. We're just talking about WoW. Skyrim. I still love that game. Yes. Because we stopped each other from saying stupid things. You didn't stop me that time.
I did.
You did, though. All right, I'll grab your hand this time.
Hey! I just grabbed your hand because I wanted to hold your hand.
So in 2006...
24 to 20.
And here's where it gets really fun. Okay. So in 2006, a man named Stephen Roach posted on a website called coinop.org claiming that he was the man who created the company who made the game.
Oh.
So his claims were that he and his partners were commissioned to create the game by a Southern American company. He didn't specify who or what or who it was, but it was made to be addictive. He said when a kid supposedly had an epileptic fit, they panicked and they pulled the game completely, like, off the floor and off out of the market because they didn't want to be in trouble for causing
of course,
games today won't do that.
No, they don't give a shit.
No, they don't.
Profit.
So many people have asked,
capitalism.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's continue.
So many people have asked if this guy was telling the truth, like, why did he wait so long to come out about it? And then some people think that he was just someone trying to bring the urban legend back from the dead.
Yeah.
Because it had kind of, like, faded out a little bit, over the years. However, some of what he mentions in his story actually backs up what some people experienced in Portland back in 1981.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be because he might have been in Portland in 1981. You know what I mean?
Oh, it goes all the way to the top!
Full fucking circle! Anyway.
So, I did research trying to pull up pictures of the game.
Yeah.
Because if you type it in and you try to, like, pull up these actual pictures, you're gonna pull up pictures of arcade game, but it's mock-ups.
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, this is, like, what the game would have looked like if, you know, it was there. But there is no actual visual proof that the game ever existed.
I'm gonna go to my mom's house today and ask her if she's ever heard of this. Because I really want to know if, like, I doubt my grandmother's heard of it because she, like, wasn't into this sort of thing. And my mom kind of wasn't either when she was that age. I mean, she was less than 10 years old. So, like,
I think my parents might have, or at least my dad.
You lived in, what, Washington or Oregon?
No. We lived in California, but my dad has been all over the place.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
He's been in Oregon when he was young and stuff.
You were also from Oregon.
I have family in Oregon.
Maybe that's why.
So as for the stories about kids getting sick from video games, there are a few stories. One was about a kid who played an arcade game for 28 hours trying to beat a top score when he doubled over from stomach pain. The cause of the stomach pain, however, was because he was drinking nothing but Coke.
Yeah.
For 28 hours.
Yeah.
Mama raised a bitch.
That'll do it. Mama raised a bitch.
But if you type in, like, 1981 and you try to type in, like, stories about kids getting sick and things like that, like, there really isn't that many stories about people getting sick.
Yeah.
Or having seizures or anything like that. So this game was never mentioned in video game magazines, or there were no news stories, because if the news had heard about these kids having seizures or having hallucinations or getting sick, the news would have been all over it, right?
Yeah.
But there were no stories about it. The news would jump, oh, kids are having hallucinations, they're having seizures, they're getting sick. And, you know, like, what are people letting these kids play these games, blah, blah, blah.
To but, be like, fair, it was also the 80s, and clothes were, like, made of fire, like, attractive materials, and people were, like, lighting on fire all the goddamn time and didn't say shit about that.
Yeah, the media wasn't a very prevalent thing like it is today, back in the...
That's true.
70s and 80s.
But I feel like that would have been a story that the news might have jumped on if enough people had complained
about
it.
Yeah, I feel like it would have at least been, like, a...
At least one story.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But to have nothing
but
is...
But no magazines, no proof of the game. That's why
Isn't there a theory... Isn't part of the Polybius theory is that, like, several of the games were connected? Or is that an entirely different theory that I'm thinking of?
That's one of the theories.
Yeah. Like yeah. A bunch of different video games, or all of them are connected in some kind of way. Mm-hmm. They touch on it, actually, in Wreck-It Ralph, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And
I say they touch on it. The whole movie is basically that. I didn't
write all of the theories down in my research, but, like, I came across so many different theories.
I'm going to watch
Wreck-It
Ralph
today. Mm-hmm. That movie.
I probably
watched. I just watched the He Breaks the Internet like not that long ago.
You just watched that?
No, I mean I recently watched it. So here's what I thought was kind of, I didn't know this about Portland, Oregon, but it is known for being one of the tester markets for video games.
Oh yeah.
I wonder why. Like
hipsters of all put hipsters and coffee.
I mean, maybe.
Wait, that's Seattle.
But yeah, they're known for being testers for new video games. And so back in the 80s, it wasn't unusual for them to get black cabinets that did not have any names of the games. Because they would switch out frequently because they were constantly testing these games to see if it was a hit or a miss. Some people have said that it's very possible that perhaps Polybius was one of those unmarked cabinets that came through and was one of the testing
That's what I was about to say. Like, and maybe that's why nobody knew the name of it, and maybe that's why it was never reported on, because it was, like, this unmarked, unknown game where kids were, like, getting sick and whatnot, so they pulled it, and nobody ever figured out what it was actually called.
Exactly.
What if it was some kind of, like, basement level video game maker that broke into one of these cabinets, put in their own game, but they didn't know enough about video game making, and that's why it caused all those issues?
That's possible.
Yeah,
that's my theory.
That's
an
interesting theory.
I just came up with it off the top of my head.
That was nice. I like that theory, and actually it makes a lot of sense.
This pen is like unreasonably bright.
What if, right, going off of that theory, what if it was someone that worked in an arcade and they developed it and put it in?
Yeah.
Because they had access to nighttime, like, being able to put it in.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. Like, they developed it in their basement, or the basement of the arcade, and then, like...
We're writing a movie, right?
Yes, we are.
We're gonna go and talk about the Men in Black. And no, not Will Smith's version of Men in Black.
You're covering them, too? I thought I called dibs!
No. So, the men in black that were in this theory were the FBI.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I call dibs on the other men in black.
That's fine.
The other men in black.
Yes. Also not Will Smith, and also not Chris Hemsworth.
The FBI were actually seen around Portland, Oregon around the 1980s, and there was a reason for it, because they were seen around the arcades. But it wasn't because of this game in particular. But this is where I was saying, like, some of the kernels of truth kind of show up, because the FBI were seen around the arcades. Mm-hmm. And that's where some of this, like, legend was, like, basically developing and stuff.
Yeah.
But they were not there because of the game, but they were there because there were a lot of the arcades were operating in illegal activities.
Ah, yes.
Drug friends.
Yes.
Such as drug deals and gambling. But a lot of these illegal activities were happening from the miners. The miners themselves were doing these things.
That's rad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, in fact, in 1981, the FBI had been investigating a gambling ring that an arcade owner was operating.
I just picture, like, an elderly arcade owner having, like, a betting pool, and it's, like, all five-year-olds just, like, throwing in their own lives.
They're all Monopoly. They're all a lot of Monopoly money.
Like, this is not what I thought I was getting myself into.
But, like...
And I got a bazooka bubblegum, so there you go.
Oh, boy.
The whole crowd, ooh.
But, I mean, like, if you guys think about it, though, like, in the 80s, like, drugs were...
Would know rampant. I wasn't there.
Big thing.
Rampant.
Would know
well, no,
wasn't
you
there.
You may not have been there, but there's movies about it and stuff. Yeah. Like, that was, like, the golden age of, like, drugs, like, be free, drugs, sex, things like that, right?
I thought it was in the 60s and 70s.
That
it
also was. Went up into the 80s as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I figured 80s was just drugs
80s
to be
is
cool.
When they really started, like, cracking down on it, though.
Like, yeah, that was the war on drugs.
But that was, like, more in, like, the middle of the 80s, but, like, early 80s, it was still kind of, like...
Yeah, and this was 81,
okay.
So...
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Still, yeah. Still
I didn't
pretty
hear
early.
The year at the beginning.
Yeah.
So it makes sense...
Hello?
...as to why, like, a lot of the youngsters were still kind of, like, doing these kind of activities and stuff, but, like, the FBI was trying to crack down on it.
And Oregon was the place to do it. Yes. we're being honest here. Yes. But Oregon has since, didn't they just, they did.
They legalized it.
Just legalized shrooms. Mm-hmm. And I think weed has been legalized for a while.
Weed has been legalized for a while, but yeah, shrooms have just been
Colorado a couple years ago decriminalized shrooms. I don't know if they've legalized it yet, though.
Yeah. If you're going to decriminalize something, you might as well just legalize it.
Yeah, well, exactly. They still want to, like, make money off of, like, tickets.
That's fair.
It's still capitalism in our justice system. But I think they're slowly starting to decriminalize and legalize it because there's a lot of studies coming out that shrooms and microdosing helps immensely with anxiety and depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go into some more current times. So, going into, like, the early 2000s and then 2017 and whatnot. So, while I was actually just doing my research on this, I stumbled across a website that was like, oh, hey, you can download this game, Polybius.
Okay, but is it this game or is it someone else's mock-up of this game?
Well, I'll get into that. Okay. But, like, I was just like, what?
Yeah, that's different. That's
I was in it. It's such a sketchy looking website because it was black. Like, so, like, the website was, like, it was weird. So it was, like, black, and then, like, the writing was in green. Like,
oh, no. Like, that's lime asking green. For a virus. Yeah, you're
asking for a virus. And then it was like, click here to download Polybius. And then Polybius was in, like, blue.
Yeah, that was someone made that on Microsoft Paint, and then they posted it.
But no, this was actually, and I'm going to get into it, but this is an actual website.
Yeah,
I know. And it's not a virus website.
Oh,
it's not.
Downloaded it?
No, I didn't download it, but okay. I'm going to,
That's how I got a lot of Sims content.
Like I said, I did more research and stuff, but a lot of my sources and stuff. What are you? Playing with the fire.
Anyway,
and this is what I'm going to talk about. So in 2007, PC freeware developers and arcade constructors Rogue Synapse registered the domain. And I'm going to butcher it, but it's the German word.
Okay. Sorry.
Can I see it?
I cannot pronounce it.
I want to see if I can. I doubt.
In pencil.
I doubt. I'm able to. Okay. Yeah, that's a word.
Uh-huh. And
that's a word.
Okay, and like the translation for that particular word is what was it? It was like senseless.
Wow. Really?
And
a little on the head.
Which makes sense because like, you know, this game this brainwashes. Part of
the word is just the sense.
Yeah. But, like, the German word for it, like, it's like...
Seneschlischen?
Yeah. Maybe that's right. Maybe.
Look, I'm going to say I was the closest one on that one.
German, but,
you know.
But yeah.
I speak Romanian, not German.
And I have German ancestry, and I don't know how to speak German, which is kind of...
Well, my grandma has a German last name, but, like, we're only in Germany for one generation.
I want to learn German, though. I think it would be fun.
But I don't think I could do it. I'm already learning Romanian.
Anyways, so these software developers found the website and they registered it. They wanted to, you know, buy it out and whatever. And now if you go to, that's the website I found. If you go there, it offers a free downloadable game titled Polybius for the PC. The game's design is mostly based on the description Stephen Roach gave on his forum posts. But Rogue Synapse said Polybius is a 2D shooter that almost resembles Star Castle. So it's based off of the urban legend, but it is not the game.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's basically just a shooter. Think of, like, Star Castle or think of, like, Space Invaders shooting type thing.
Okay, Space Invaders I get. Space Invaders I know. Because we went to I've been camping exactly one time in my life, and we went to a campsite in Colorado somewhere because I lived there for a while.
They had an arcade.
They did have a little arcade. They had a little mini arcade, and there was Space Invaders.
I'm very good at that game.
I love Space Invaders.
I am very good at that game.
I'm very good at Dig Dug, and there's...
I'm sucky at all video games.
Caterpillar I'm pretty good at, too. I love Caterpillar.
Do you remember the game Snake?
Yeah.
It used to be, like the mobile phone? It was, like, a mobile game.
Yeah. It was very similar to Caterpillar.
It was very similar to Caterpillar, but yeah. But, like, the original one is Snake.
Yeah, I used to have a flip phone that had Snake on it.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, my mom bought me an Atari that I had hooked up to the little TV in my room that I played all the time, and I loved it.
Fun!
Yeah, we had a little joystick that we could plug into our TV. It had, like, Pac-Man and Pong.
Yeah, that's basically it. It was a joystick. It was an Atari joystick.
We had a joystick that was SpongeBob's face, and it had his nose, and it had like SpongeBob versions of all those games.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, cute. I like that. That's adorable.
So in 2017, LlamaSoft released a game called Polybius for the PlayStation 4 with support with the PlayStation VR.
You shouldn't make a game that has been reportedly giving people seizures a VR game.
Yeah, that seems not great.
Right?
Like, I have an idea. Hear me out. Let's give them seizures in virtual reality as well.
You pitch this?
So the co-author Jeff Minter claimed to have been permitted to play the original Polybius game arcade cabinet that's located in a warehouse in...
Area 51.
No. Mm-hmm. Basingstoke?
It's probably Basingstoke. English is a very, like, you see what you get kind of language, especially in England.
Basingstoke? He was given permission to play the original Polybius arcade cabinet machine in a warehouse in Basingstoke, England. He then later acknowledged that the game was inspired by the urban legend, but does not attempt to reproduce its alleged gameplay.
Okay, well.
So I think it's safe to say that the game on the PS4 does not give seizures or
anything. It's not safe to say anything.
I mean, it's not safe to say, but it's not the same game.
Gotcha.
But it's just inspired by it.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
So, yeah, that's pretty much everything that is about this urban legend.
I love urban legends so much.
Me too.
It truly is just the catalyst for... urban legends are truly
just like
the catalyst
campfire
for
stories.
Every single, like, iconic horror story or story in general
starts
with an urban legend. Mm-hmm. And I agree. I
have one on my list that I've never heard of before for podcast episodes, and I'm really excited about it.
I'm excited too.
One of the dogs.
It was Neji. We have all four dogs in this room right now.
Yeah, we do.
Well, it's just to keep them from barking like the last episode because I didn't want to lock them up because I'm going to be going to work in a little bit. So
Yeah.
But... yeah, so what did you guys think? What do you guys think of this particular urban legend?
I love urban legends like this. There's like, in the dark of the night, evil will find you. No, I like the, like, in the dark of the night, this thing appeared. And, like, the Coca-Cola machine?
Yeah!
Oh my God. That one. I would explain more. Don't remember any details now that I have said it out loud. But you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know what you're talking about.
I don't.
Like, in the dark of the night, like, just this thing appears and there's no explanation for it and it does a weird
thing.
It's a mimic. It's a glitch in the Matrix.
Oh!
No, I was
like, she probably doesn't get the mimic thing, but...
No.
The glitch in the Matrix, yes.
A mimic is like, it's from Dungeons & Dragons, I believe. I think that's where it started.
Yes, it did.
A mimic is a creature that can mimic any object, but whenever they come to life, they're terrifying.
Oh, okay. Like, fun. Hate that.
And they can try to eat you.
Yeah.
And y'all want me to play this game?
Yeah.
It's not terrifying.
There's no visuals. No. Okay, it's just all description.
It's all your brain. Your brain. You write the story in your head.
Chloe, no. Okay, maybe you should play this game.
I'm a writer with severe mental illness.
She can make the mimics be funny looking and, like, not scary looking.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Like a Harry Potter ridiculous fairy.
Put them in their underwear.
It's like a Harry Potter ridiculous spell. Like,
no, yeah. Just think of the mimics like SpongeBob. They look like SpongeBob.
Doodle Bob.
No, I don't.
But, like, it's, you know, and so with urban legends, it's literally all starts with a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all urban legends are. It's rumors. People come up with stories, and then they said they seen this, and they did
that. Like, I hate drama. I fucking love some gossip.
Call back to the very first episode of our podcast, September 1st of last year. Jesus Christ,
Jesus.
It's been that long.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, for a couple months, we weren't
Yeah, we
anything.
Took a break. But
anyways.
Anyway, calling back to our very first episode... like Screaming Bridge. Every single goddamn city you go to has a Screaming Bridge.
Yes.
And they all have the exact same story, which is why I did the actual real-life Screaming Bridge here in our city.
Yeah.
Because it exists. Like,
yeah.
And it was a real story. It happened. But the whole thing about the children getting hit that were in a school bus that got hit by a train.
Yeah. Yeah.
That story, it probably exists somewhere.
Yeah.
But, like, a screaming bridge itself does not exist. I remember...
Or, like, a prison break from a bus that they were, like, busing.
Yes.
And like, all they found was a hand.
There's an episode of Ghost Adventures, and I forget where they were, but there's an episode of Ghost Adventures where they go and they test this theory out on a set of railroad tracks with that exact same story. Mm-hmm. And I remember watching it and being like, you can go to the next town over and they'll tell you the same story about their railroad tracks that run through mm-hmm. the middle of town. Like,
exactly.
Like, are you guys, sorry, Zach, but are you guys dumb enough to believe this right now? Because
I think there's just so many towns that were like, hey, let's just fucking pick one. Like,
probably, mm-hmm. honestly. They probably just, like, were like, yeah, let's just do a Screaming Bridge. People love the Screaming Bridge story.
It'll get views.
But yeah, every...
Oh, I put too much honey in that. Oh, no.
Pour more tea in it.
Oh, God.
But, like, yeah,
I was wondering, because, like, you were going for a little bit.
I was.
But honestly, though, there's always going to be something that every place has.
Yeah.
And it's not that they're copycats, but it's like just
Gates to Hell also back in September.
Yeah. Gates to Hell.
Mm-hmm. From Denver.
We have a Gates to Hell cemetery here.
Ours wasn't a cemetery.
Did I ever tell you that there was a cemetery in Maryland that I lived by that was called Resurrection Cemetery?
Hello?
Yes.
Who decided?
I don't know, but every time I'd be like, dude, this is where the zombie apocalypse is going to happen.
A city official had a lot of fun with that.
They let their teenager name it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, every time I drove by it, I was just like, okay, so zombies are going to show up here one day, and I'm going to be the... nope.
So, I've been scrolling a lot on TikTok lately, because I have about a 15-second attention span currently.
Yeah.
And this guy, I've been following this guy's journey. Back in 2017, he was declared dead legally. He's not.
Yeah. This guy.
And so, he's been trying to fix it, because, you know, you can't do shit if you're legally dead, mm-hmm. at least with a social security number. Here's the thing. If that ever happens to me, I'm leaving the country. Like, you can't tell me otherwise. I'm dead to you. Mm-hmm. What do you care?
What are you going to do?
But if you're dead, how are they going to let you onto a plane?
Did I say I was taking a plane? Okay. Don't make assumptions.
He still has a driver's license. He probably has a passport.
Yeah.
The government just thinks he's dead. You just have to verify your ID and go anywhere you want to.
True.
And they'll never find you.
Yeah.
Because if your like files are lost to the US
government.
Hi,
IRS, I'm dead. I would like to make that known here and now. Anyways, so he's been going to, like, the Social Security office and everything, trying to get it fixed. Do you want to know what the legal process of fixing it so that you're not legally dead when you aren't is called?
What?
It's called resurrecting.
Yeah.
That's the legal process. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyways, that was...
I would like to legally die, because here's the thing.
Same!
You can get away with anything. Like, if you are dead in the U.S. government's eyes... You could go to another country and literally disappear, because they can't track how mm-hmm. long you've been gone.
We could live in a cottage.
Yeah. Or how long you've been there. They can't track it because you're dead.
You're dead.
And you can just come up with a whole new persona.
He could become an assassin and nobody would ever know.
Bucky Barnes?
Oh my God. Anyway, full circle. Time to end this.
Anyways.
So,
coming back to the story, so urban legends happen. Yeah. They're based off of kernels of truth.
And a fuck ton of gossip.
And a mm-hmm. fuck ton of gossip, yes.
Mostly teenage gossip. Like, I can picture a girl, like a blonde girl in the 80s with, like, the side curl everything. And then he died.
Now, the kid that drank a shit ton of Coke for 28 hours and not drinking anything else, that was his own fault. For not drinking water or even...
Where was a parental unit at that moment?
Here's the thing. I saw medical side of TikTok told me that coffee counts as water technically, so...
So does tea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tea can fuck it off. Like, it can't, no.
Can fuck it off?
Yeah.
It can fuck it off.
It's my ADHD today. It's stuttering. I don't...
You're cute. I love you.
Don't punch the desk.
I'm going through a punchy phase.
So what did we gather from this?
Urban legends are fun, but sometimes they can be dangerous.
Yeah. Urban legends are fun, full stop.
Urban legends are, they are really fun, but sometimes they can get into people's heads. Like, I've heard of entire towns that, like, not go crazy, like, in a sense of, like, in a video game or movie, like, they went crazy. But I've heard of entire towns that, like, went crazy because they believed this urban legend and they're just obsessed. Okay.
Urban legends are the reason we had the Mythbusters for a while.
That's true. Yeah, that is entirely true. God.
Do you remember the
I missed that show.
Me too. I was devastated when I found out they didn't like each other.
I know, right?
But
they
also,
didn't like each other?
No. They did not get along.
No.
Oh, wow.
But, like, yeah. It's fine. You're not going to like everyone. Take everything with a grain of salt.
Yes.
I was going to talk about something, and now I don't remember what it is. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was a story that it fit in with the idea. No, it was a story that fit in with the idea of, hold on, say this was at an hour.
Careful what you wish for.
Do you remember the Mythbusters episode where they were talking about that woman tanning herself from the inside out and, like, microwaving herself to death? They just put a bunch of chickens in a tanning bed?
It was relevant to the fact of, like, towns going crazy. Oh, okay. So there was a new episode of Ghost Adventures on the other day while I was at my parents' house. I don't know if it was new or newer, but I've seen most of the episodes, so it was new to me. It was a particularly crazy episode. Like, most of their episodes are kind of psychotic, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
This one was, it went a little above and beyond for my taste. I was like, what am I watching?
Was it at the Cecil Hotel?
No. Okay, wasn't that. That one's on Discovery Plus. They've moved the entire show, I think, to Discovery Plus. This one was just on TV. But no, it was about, they were in a really small town. I don't remember where, somewhere up north because it was snowing. Mm-hmm. But they were in a really small town where this guy was claiming that he was being tortured by a succubus. Like, he had a demon succubus attached to him, and that he was being tortured by the succubus, and that his wife was there, and she was, like, telling them all these crazy experiences they've had. And the neighbors also were having experiences. And then a lady just, like, a month or so before, a lady in the town went crazy and jumped off the side of a bridge and killed herself.
Oh, shit.
Over, like, what the entire town is convinced was the same succubus. Like, this whole town is convinced that there is this demon succubus that lives within the town and tortures its residents. However, this one particular man is who it had targeted this time. And it was like, it, like, moves from person to person. And I was just watching this episode and being like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, I want to believe it, but also it's TV. Like, absolutely, like, but I'm also like, this sounds wild. I was like, I can't believe that they're airing this on TV, because it was almost a little, for Ghost Adventures of all things, was too much. Like, I was like,
it belonged more on Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, a little bit. It belonged more, like, in a psych ward. I legitimately did not know what I was watching. It was one of the only, I mean, every episode of Ghost Adventures is a little crazy.
Well, yeah.
This one,
bonkers,
bananas,
way
absolutely
more than
way
normal.
More. It was. I felt like watching it. I was tired while I was watching it. Legitimately felt like I was having an anxiety nightmare. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Can I wake up now?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? I mean, if you get the chance to, like, find it and watch it, you should. Just for the sake of, like, hearing these people they were interviewing talk is crazy.
That's all right. So I think we're going to go ahead and close it out. So thank you all for tuning in to Spooky Time Tea. If you would like to share a story or give us recommendations on anything that you would like us to talk about.
Or just talk.
You can email us at spookytimetea@gmail.com. You can also visit us on our Instagram or any of the social media platforms if you type in Spooky Time Tea.
And remember, everyone, wear a mask, be kind to others, stop parking on train tracks, and please don't play unmarked video games. It's just not good for your health.
No.
It's scary.
Sweet dreams.